Scott Hahn has about 20 years of experience as a top administrator for local governments in Colorado and Alaska. That includes 6 years as manager of Cordova, his most recent position. He said he'd like to return to Alaska and has heard great things about Petersburg.
I like Alaska. I miss it a great deal. I love coastal Alaska. Cordova was a beautiful place. And Petersburg is very similar to Cordova, as far as I'm concerned. And to me, it just has a lot of opportunities. There's a great deal of potential in Petersburg. You're in a great location, not only for the environment, the coastal environment and the ocean, but you're also really kind of conveniently located with Juneau not too far away. You've got air service and ferry service. You can go down to Prince Rupert if you want to get to the road system or up to Haines. There are a lot of great things. I also kind of am interested in the Norwegian background I keep hearing about and reading about.
Hahn and his wife, Elizabeth, have an 8-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter. He and his family currently live in Salida, Colorado, a town of 6,000 where he served as manager from 1997 to 2002, which he said was the longest tenure for a manager in that town. He took the manager's job in Cordova in 2003 and said he had the longest tenure for a manager in that town as well. One of the accomplishments he's proud of from his time in Cordova was saving the city-owned hospital, which he had to temporarily administer.
The hospital was that I got thrown into was within 1 week going to be closed down from the state. It was in dire straits. It didn't have a license to run it. The financial and the computer systems were all shot, and I was able to get in there within a very small amount of time, turn things around, keep it running, and get it in the black and make it successful, and then turn it over to somebody who knows more than I about it so they could really go farther with it.
Hahn served as city manager of Cordova until this past March when the city council there decided not to renew his seventh-year contract on a 5-2 vote.
It wasn't anything too dramatic, but I think they wanted to try to move on to some other directions, I guess. It's a city manager job is highly political, and so you tend to go where the politics take you.
Hahn, who had a gillnet permit and boat, stayed in Cordova and commercial fished until this September when he returned to Colorado. Hahn said he left the Cordova job on good terms, and he remains friends with city employees there as well as the council that didn't vote to renew his contract. Hahn's references include the town's mayor, some former and current council members, the district ranger, the chamber of commerce director, and other local leaders. Hahn cites a variety of accomplishments throughout his career, including municipal infrastructure and economic development projects. During his first tenure as a city manager in Erie, Colorado, he says he helped turn that city into one of the fastest-growing communities in the state.
I knew what was needed to do to attract the things that would cause us growth. And so I'm kind of proud of the fact that I put those in place, got them going, and here 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, the things that I already drafted and mapped out came to be true. And that's the same in many other cities here in Salida, Colorado. I worked here, and plans that I put in place in 99, they're finally getting through many of those and improving the waterfront and doing certain things that are really helping the town.
In terms of management, Hahn describes his style as more humanistic and democratic rather than dictatorial or bossy.
So I'm very participatory. I believe that the people you hire should be the ones that bring you the answers, and you tend to try to guide them and help them along and to find, their greatest abilities and to bring answers for the city and to lead and to get them motivated to realize that they can have an impact. Every one of them can have an impact.
Asked about how he would deal with disputes between city councilors and the city manager's office, Hahn emphasized keeping the lines of communication open.
I would try my best to encourage the councilors who may be adverse to the direction the city was going or the city manager and get them to come in and sit down and talk. I've always gotten along with the mayors I've worked with, so quite often I'll have the mayor sit down with the council member and myself, and we'll try to figure out where the communication problem is at. And that's the best you can do.
According to Hahn, a city manager is constantly resolving conflicts, but he said there are times they can't be resolved. To be realistic, he said, you just try your best to communicate. Hahn stressed the importance of keeping the public and the city council informed and listening to their concerns and direction.
I think sometimes city managers might get and especially if they're there for a long time, they tend to not look introspectively and realize that they're still an employee, even though they run the show and they're considered the top dog and they've, you know, they got to answer to the problems and the buck stops here. The bottom line is they're still a public servant, and no matter how much they disagree with the city council, they have to listen and go along with what they were directed to do. And some managers do forget that. The public always should feel like they can have an input to something. I've always been very open about information.
Scott Hahn's education includes a master's degree in public administration from the University of Colorado. He's one of three finalists in Petersburg's city manager's search. In the third part of our series, on the finalists Monday, we'll hear from interim city manager Bob Prunella. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.